Hi, this is the post-message experience, and I'm just going to interview a few people here. Les, can you share, Les is Dylan's father. Can you share something you learned from today's message?
Yes, a couple of the most salient points are the attitude of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, even at the last moment, his concern was for the forgiveness of others and not for himself. I think that's a lesson we can all learn from. And then secondarily to that, the thief on the cross next to him. On his last moment, the one thief was thinking of himself and being bitter. And the other thief was looking back on his life and realizing the sacrifice of the Christ. Standing next to him and realizing that by grace and by mercy, he too would be saved. So one by example was forgiving the world, and the other person's example learned from that and accepted his forgiveness, and at his last moment accepted Christ. So it's really how you handle these things at the moment of truth that's going to be the impact. And it's a very good example there.
Wow. Thank you very much, Les. Thank you for your godly influence on your son, and he's a blessing. And we really enjoy his testimony.
Thank you.
Mark, can you share with us one thing you learned from the message?
One thing I learned is that some people think that this was a really big failure in God's life, but this is a victory. This is a great victory in his life. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Such wisdom from an 11-year-old gentleman. Now Isaac Bond will share one word he learned from the message.
Well, from today's message, I think the thing that stood out to me the most was that we should remember what Jesus has done for us and remember his how he suffered for us and how he forgave those who crucified him. And even though we don't deserve such forgiveness, we should deserve some suffering and even death, but through Jesus we have life. So,
you want to share? You
should
tell us your name and...
I am Michael Ulrich. Mm-hmm. Here to share one word.
Yeah.
I really think that this passage really glorifies the significance of really Jesus' suffering and the truth of his forgiveness. Mm. I believe we all should be up there on the cross, but through Jesus and through God, we are saved. I believe that this is a blessing and as well as a curse at the same time.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for those words of wisdom.
Do you want to join us?
I'm Hope Jesmer, and I'm going to share one thing I learned from today's service. I learned that Jesus accepted that he was going to die on the cross, and he didn't try to move away from that, and he accepted God's will for him and obeyed.
Yeah. How can you apply that in your life?
I can do the same thing.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Hope. This is Matt Monroe, and our messenger for today, and he's going to share his one word from today's program.
From the first message, I see that Jesus was able to forgive those even though they were persecuting him. So that's something I need to apply in my life, be able to forgive everybody in all circumstances. Difficult.
So that's your one word from the whole program today?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's very practical, and it's hard to obey, but because we experience Jesus' forgiveness, we too can do that, you know? So, praise the Lord. Thank you, Matt. And now this is Dylan, our testimony speaker. He's going to share one thing he learned from today's program.
Just like the man from Cyrene, who was taken up to carry the cross for Jesus, he didn't want to do it, but yet he was forced to. So, like him, we need to know how to carry the cross for Jesus and not to let it fall short, so that we can always carry God's word and spread it to others, and that we can live a good Christian life and not set it aside when it's most convenient. Because, like the man from Cyrene, we need to be able to carry the cross, carry the burden, and carry it to the final destination.
So where are you in your school, Dylan, right now?
Now, right now I'm at College of DuPage, and I'm a freshman, and next year I'm going to be transferring up to Bethel University in Minnesota.
Is that where your brother is, by any chance?
Yes, my brother is there, and I have two cousins there as well.
And what's going to be your overall major when you get through all this journey?
I'm not 100% sure right now. Right now I'm studying business and economics, but I have my biggest interest is in history and political science, so I might be transferring majors, changing majors, or I might just be cross-majoring, but I'll see when time comes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Wherever you go, you're going to be a blessing, so God be with you.
Thank you.
And our last interviewee here, she's going to introduce herself and share one point she learned from today's program.
Hi, my name's Crystal Perez. I'm 21. I'm going to be studying at ECC, which is Eldrin Community College. And for one word that I would describe today's Bible study session school is that it was very insightful.
What's one thing from the passage there that you, like, out of all of it, out of one event from the verses, what can you say you can remember the most?
Forgiveness, that's a huge one.
Forgiveness.
Because it's really hard to forgive people who have done you so wrong. And you just keep thinking back to that time, but Jesus really shows you what true forgiveness is. And it's just very inspiring.
Yeah, thank God that we've been completely forgiven through our faith in Jesus, and we can have strength to forgive others. So thank you very much.
Thank you.